What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Jim Larrañaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was the Hurricanes men's basketball coach many, many years, including the magical run to the Final Four just a couple seasons ago. And we are lucky enough to have him join us on Thursdays to talk hoops. And we were figuring through like the month of June, I guess, until the NBA finals are over, and then we'll go on hiatus a little bit, and then we'll be back when basketball season ramps back up again. But there is a lot of hoops to talk about. I was watching Coach Stephen A. Smith, and you know he's a huge Knicks fan, and he was saying after last night he was very, very nervous because the Celtics were moving the ball better and hitting threes, and this is without Jason Tatum in the lineup. So bottom line, though, Boston would have to win three in a row in order to move on. They got the first one last night. Now they'd have to win two more. But Stephen A. was saying the next game, the home game at Madison Square Garden, is do or die for the Knicks because he doesn't want to see it go down to a game seven in Boston. Are you surprised by what you saw from Boston last night?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. You know, it's a shame that any player would get injured. Jason Tatum goes down with an Achilles tear, so he's out for probably a year or indefinitely. And yet the Celtics are so talented at different spots. Derek White has an awesome game, 33 points. He finds the open man. He plays great defense. And you have Jaylen Brown, who's basically an all-NBA player. Maybe he doesn't make first or second team, but you know he's one of the best players in the NBA. But Luke Kornet, oh my goodness, the game he had, 7 blocked shots, 9 rebounds, and 8 points. He had like the perfect night for what the Celtics needed because Porzingis is limited right now. He only played 12 minutes. He's not a major factor in the game. So as a organization, you hope your roster is deep enough that someone can step up and take on that role. You got a veteran like Al Horford and a Luke Kornet who's been with the Celtics now quite a while. He gets a chance to prove himself, and he stepped up. Now, can he do that at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night? That I'm not sure of.
I mean, do you give them a puncher's chance? They are deep. There's no question. And obviously, Brown is excellent. And if you're going to get that from Derek White, then, I mean, you might as well punch your ticket. But I don't know how often you can do that. You give them a puncher's chance to win the next two?
Well, Hawk, it's not about the next two. It's only about tomorrow night. Because circumstances completely change from day to day, right? You don't know who's going to get injured. You don't know who's going to be in foul trouble. Last night, Jalen Brunson was in foul trouble and fouled out the fourth quarter. So circumstances change. The officials change, and what they're calling could change. And so coaches are making a lot of adjustments right now. You know, if you're Thibodeau, you're looking, okay, what happened? Why was Derek White able to go off like that on us? Was it our matchup? Do we not match up well with him? And now that Jason Tatum's out, he's getting a free rein to really attack us. And Drew Holiday, he's a very, very good player. What kind of night will he have tomorrow night? So, and I think game 7 in Boston would be very, very difficult for the Knicks to win. The key game is tomorrow night in New York, in Madison Square Garden on a Friday night where the tickets are going for like,
I mean,
2,000 and above.
Right?
If you want a good seat, you got to reach deep into your wallet for that one.
Holy,
you know, man. Who was there last night? You know, two of my friends were there last night in Boston. Do you know who Manny Kadre is?
I do not.
Manny Kadre is the chairman of the board at the University of Miami.
Oh, well, that guy's got
he was there sitting courtside with Al Pelagonia, who owns a jet company. Hmm. Al is one of my former fantasy camp basketball players, and he's Denzel Washington's good buddy. Do you remember?
How do I not have a friend who owns a jet company?
Hey, Al Pelagonia is like almost in all of Denzel Washington movies. Do you remember the movie with Denzel, Inside Man, about a bank robbery?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you remember they called the guy in who speaks Albanian?
That's him?
That was him, the construction guy. He speaks Albanian. Do you remember the movie where Denzel was Ray Allen's father?
Oh, yeah.
And Ray Allen was Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of that. Right? What was the name of that movie?
He Got Game.
He Got Game.
Yeah, He Got Game. So Al Pelagonia was the agent that showed him the gold watch and showed him his mansion and told, I want to represent you. He told Ray Allen that. So Al Pelagonia and Manny Kadre, two of my good buddies, they were at the game watching. Al is a huge, huge Knicks fan. And he has season tickets and a suite at the Garden. So
he's going to be using that well tomorrow night.
I wonder if he's charging his guests for that one.
That's going to be a heavy-duty catering bill. Just as an aside here, I don't want to get sidetracked, but as an aside, what is the best Denzel Washington movie of all time? We're in agreement. We have to be on this one.
There's just too many. He's one of my favorite. Glory, when he was young. What's the one where he was the dirty cop?
Training Day.
That's what
I think is the best Denzel movie.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm right there with you. But, you know, when he played Malcolm X, I know you're probably not a huge fan of the Equalizer. 1, 2, 3.
I just think
he's so good at whatever he does.
Yeah. Training Day. That's one of those movies. Crowder and I have had this conversation. If you take the actor out of certain movies, it's just not the same. Some actors, roles, they're interchangeable. But if you take Denzel out of Training Day, that movie is a shell of itself. That's how good I thought he was in that movie.
No, I absolutely agree with that. There's no question. That's why he's a superstar. You know, he stayed in Miami overnight, and two of my friends who are close to Denzel, they called my office and asked my managers to come down and pick them up and get them to the airport because he had such an entourage with him.
Oh, and he probably.
And my manager's like, you know, come down to Miami, meet Denzel Washington. It was awesome.
Did you meet him?
No, I did not. No, I was not even in town at the time. My friends, I told them, call this guy.
Who's the most famous actor that you've been with? Is it Bill Murray? We know he's got I saw the picture of you with Bill Murray, and he has the son who's the coach.
I'm not sure. I'm not that close to the people in Hollywood. I have a friend, you remember the great movie just maybe a year ago? Spider-Man, was it Beyond the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse.
You don't remember it?
Into the Spider-Verse. What?
Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the guy who wrote that, he and his partner, Phil Lord, wrote it with Chris Miller. And Bill Lord's a friend of mine. His parents teach at the University of Miami.
Who was the Spider-Man in that one?
Tom Holland. But Into the Spider-Verse was the cartoon one. Are you talking about?
Yeah, it's
the cartoon Spider-Man.
No, that was Multiverse.
Into the Multiverse?
I don't know. There's this,
no, Into the Spider-Verse.
The cartoon one was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that long ago?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. But the one where Tom Holland reconnects with the other Peter Parkers, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire.
It's too much with all these multiverses. It's too much. You know, back in the day, you had Adam West playing Batman. You had a Bang Pow Zoom. It's too much. Everybody... Oh, this person's this character. Now they're a new character. I don't know what's going on. Have you seen, what's the new one? Thundercats? Thunderbirds?
Thunderbolts. Yeah, very good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's entertaining. You know, all of those things, the fiction. They're not actually people who can do what these guys are doing.
But
so you have to have a good imagination yourself to enjoy the movie.
Is Thunderbolts, is that, will I recognize any of these superheroes?
No, I don't think so.
No, like they're not people that I've heard of?
I never heard of them.
Yeah, that's when it gets too cutesy for me. Like, I know who the superheroes are. They're Batman, they're Spider-Man, you got Aquaman. All of a sudden, they got these weird characters I'm supposed to know about. I don't know any of these backstories.
Yeah. You have to catch up, Hawk.
I guess so. Back in my day, a comic book was Richie Rich and Archie. That's yeah. Entertainment.
Now tell me about your thoughts about Jimmy Butler. I heard you on the first segment talking about your man Jimmy Solana.
But it's Udonis.
He let you down.
Do you agree with what Udonis Haslam said on ESPN today, which is Jimmy's got this moniker, Playoff Jimmy, but that would connote someone who is an elite level superstar come playoff time. And Udonis was like, he's just not that. He's a super smart player. He will exploit your weaknesses, but he's not a guy like LeBron or D-Wade or MJ or Kobe that just will, no matter what you throw at them, they're going to get theirs. And if you're in a do-or-die situation to win a game, they're the guys who are going to lead you. Udonis was saying Jimmy's not that guy, and it's no shade towards him. He just doesn't have that skill level.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I agree with you. Absolutely. I mean, a nickname comes in a lot of different fashions. So his nickname came because he's had some terrific big games in playoff series. But without Steph Curry, are you kidding me? They're not the Golden State Warriors we know. You know, Draymond Green, you know, he's a good player. Jimmy Butler's a terrific player. But they're not Steph Curry. They don't carry the team. They don't deliver the knockout punch. Now, the Celtics are a little different. Even without Jason Tatum, they've got Derek White and Jaylen Brown and other guys who can step up. Even Peyton Pritchard is the sixth man on their team, but he's also the best six man in the NBA. He won NBA Six Man of the Year award. So you take a guy like that, you still have him on your bench coming in, giving you firepower. The Golden State Warriors without Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler cannot carry a team. He's great, but he's not the superstar, like you said, Hawk.
But if he can't carry a team, Coachell, because he had 27, 6, and 7 in the 2023 playoff run where the Heat surprised everybody go to the NBA Finals. Like, those are pretty elite numbers, Coach. But if he can't win one game to stave off elimination when he has four opportunities without Steph Curry, then is he a max-level player? In other words, should the Miami Heat almost feel vindicated that at this age they weren't tied into paying him whatever $50 million a year over the next couple?
Yeah, when you're trying to decide who's right in this business decision that the Miami Heat have to make, Pat Riley or Jimmy Butler, I go with Pat Riley. Pat Riley is a Hall of Fame coach. He's a Hall of Fame president. He's done this throughout his career. He's led the Lakers, the Knicks, and the Miami Heat to the great success. You know, we talk about nicknames. Pat Riley created Showtime. And now we got a TV series based on what the Lakers did. And the New York Knicks, when they had Patrick Ewing, those guys, you know, Pat Riley was the orchestrator of all that. Now, I hate when I see the challenges that NBA players and management have of negotiating what is realistic. Because quite frankly, in our lives, those numbers are just not realistic for anybody but NBA and professional athletes. You know what I mean? Someone's talking,
professional athletes.
Would you like $50 million for next year? Athlete. Or what do you need it for 3 years or 7 years? Come on. That's a truckload of money.
It's silly talk. But yeah, it is what it is. But it's vindication, right? I mean, I think an athlete, anybody, their value, you can be getting the greatest respect in someone else's opinion and a ton of money. But if someone says, I'll give you even more money, well, then you kind of feel vindicated. And so that's why I think you see all that movement sometimes when I don't think it's going to make an actual marked difference in someone's life. It's that acceptance of, yeah, we want you more than that person. And that always feels good, which I think is exactly why he's there. And what you're seeing in college sports, right? I mean, you're seeing players move. And I give a leeway to someone who's really not going to have a professional career. So they've got to maximize the dollars that they can get in their collegiate career. I'm all for that. Do whatever you want. But you're seeing players move season after season for no real gain, except maybe a little monetary gain. But it's kind of like not seeing the forest through the trees.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm the Dallas Mavericks, I've got a huge decision to make. Because Cooper Flagg, people are going to be reaching out to Nico Harrison and asking him, look, you traded for the face of your organization. You got rid of Luka Doncic. Would you be willing to consider a trade and give up the rights to the first pick in the draft for Cooper Flagg? And there are some teams like the Milwaukee Bucks. Would they be willing to trade Giannis Antetokounmpo? And if you're the Mavericks and you want to win now, and you've got Anthony Davis, how good a front court with Anthony Davis and Giannis be? So, you know, Cooper Flagg's still going to be a rookie. He's still going to have a lot to learn. He could be rookie of the year. He could average 18 or 20 points. But is he going to lead you in the playoffs to a world championship? If he can, well, then you better hold on to him.
You watch more college basketball than us. Is he a generational player?
That's what everybody is saying. I don't know that. Is he as good as a Larry Bird? You know, he's good. I think he'll be a terrific pro. Is he going to be as good? You know, he comes out of the Duke program. So compare him to other Duke players. Is he going to be as good as a Carlos Boozer? All right. as good as an Elton Brand? Is he going to be up there with a Jason Tatum? What about a Jahlil Okafor? You know, all these guys have come out of Duke. Grant Hill. Is he going to be in that category? And in my opinion, it's that's wait and see, because you have to stay healthy. You look at Zion Williamson. He came out of the Duke program. It was a no-brainer to make him the number one pick. My guess, if that draft was to be done over and everybody knew how injury-prone he was, I don't think he goes number one.
No. Ja goes number one, right? Yeah.
So,
anyway, we'll have to wait and see. It's going to be an off-season of intrigue. We still have season left, but it's going to be an off-season of intrigue for specifically that, because there are going to be players, and it's not because the team wants to get rid of the player, but Giannis, you would understand if he wanted to leave Milwaukee or no.
Oh, yeah. I love when players stay throughout their career. You know, back in the day, Jerry West was a Laker. You know, Elgin Baylor was a Laker. The Celtics had Bill Russell and Bob Cousy and John Havlicek and Sam Jones and Casey Jones, Satch Sanders. Then Knicks had Bill Bradley and Willis Reed and Clyde Frazier. These guys were lifelong Knicks, Celtics, Lakers. We're not seeing that much anymore. And, you know, it's a trend. It doesn't start in the NBA. It starts in elementary school when kids in the 7th, 8th grade are jumping AAU teams. Then kids in high school are changing high schools and going to prep schools and changing from that. And then getting to college. And now one and done does not mean go to the NBA. One and done means I'm here for 1 year, and then who's ever going to pay me more, I'm jumping to that. Did you see what may happen to the University of Florida? This is just a rumor. I saw it on where I get all my news now, Instagram. Right? Boogie Fland, the great point guard from Arkansas in the SEC, I'm hearing he's leaning towards Florida.
It's
he
wild.
Just pulled his name out of the NBA draft. If he goes to Florida, that guy's a beast.
Every season, every player's a free agent, and there's ways now, I mean, you see it, to game the system to go 4, 5, 6 years of college eligibility and get your NIL money for every one of those seasons. It's a wild, wild landscape. I don't need to tell you. It's a wild landscape.
The NCAA now does not count your years at junior college against you. So you could go 2 years to junior college and then 4 years to Division I. So there are going to be a lot of guys exploiting that opportunity. I go to JC for 2 years, work on my craft, get really good. I only got a couple of scholarships out of high school. Now I'm 20, 21 years old, and I got 4 years of eligibility at Division I. That's going to be guys really exploiting that opportunity.
Meantime, I'm slogging away an afternoon drive on AM radio at the same station. I don't move anywhere. I come here, I turn on my computer every afternoon. Nothing changes. I'm caught in a rut. All right, hey, Jim Larranaga.
Hey, Hawk, I like your job. I like doing this, coming on.
Hey,
I'll do it for a half hour.
I ain't complaining, man. I'll do this for as long as they let me do this. Every year I sign a new contract, every couple of years I say to my wife, I fooled him again. I don't know how, I fooled him again. Years keep stacking up. Coach Al, Jim Larranaga, we appreciate it. Thanks.
See you guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.